Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Hello again here on Circles of Change, the top of our second hour. You know, we quite often talk about the peer mentors, but really the power of mentorship in general, sponsorship, championing and supporting others. There's nothing like, though, in this day and age, recognizing it isn't something that's just a one-on-one relationship, but one that you can do in a group of colleagues. And so it's a real pleasure to welcome Candy Hirsch here on the show to talk about this subject. How are you this morning, Candy?
Good, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Let me introduce Candy. She is actually Tucson Chapter Chair for the Women's President's Organization, which is a peer advisory group of women business owners and CEO-level colleagues. She also chairs three Vistage groups inside larger Tucson companies included to enhance managers' peer-to-peer collaboration and support. Candy is a licensed professional counselor, mediator, and business coach, and specializes in employee relationships and team building using the Berkman Method Personality Assessment. As a former massage therapist and entrepreneur, Candy secured and managed the contract for chair massage at the Marriott International corporate headquarters in Bethesda, Maryland, and then concurrently she opened and managed a seated massage concession for over 15 practitioners at the Baltimore-Washington International Airport. Candy holds a bachelor's degree of business administration and also a master's in counseling psychology with coaching certification then from the College of Executive Coaching. Since moving to Tucson, Candy's discovered the sport of triathlon and in 2013 completed her first half Ironman event. She's involved in an all-female triathlon club as a result, plus serves on the board of the Boys and Girls Club of Tucson and also on the advisory board for the Women's Business Center. So lest I suspect, this is a woman who's always on the go.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Well, WPO, the Women's President's Organization, how long have you chaired that chapter now?
Well, we actually have two chapters here in Tucson, and the first chapter launched in February of 2012, so over a year and a half ago. And unbeknownst to me, there were so many women interested. We had a full group within 3 months, which is 20 members.
Yes, okay.
And then I decided to see if I could build another group. And in fact, it's a full group as well.
As 20 members.
Well, it actually has 17. So there are a couple seats left open in our second group.
That's great. And so what's the WPO all about?
Women Presidents Organization started 16 years ago in New York by a woman named Marcia Firestone, who just found that it was lonely for people, women specifically. There was an initiative about finding money for women-owned businesses,
mm-hmm, right,
because then women were allowed to get money from the bank without having their husbands co-sign. But they couldn't find where these women were. So they went searching and ended up with a group of women-owned businesses, and we're talking about businesses with revenues of $1 million or more, that they brought to the first group that was 16 years ago that Marcia Firestone was the chapter chair for, and now she is the CEO. We are an international organization. There's 1,600 members worldwide. We are in Canada, the UK, Peru. We just opened one in Turkey, believe it or not,
yeah,
and South Africa. So, and there's 1,600 members, 111 chapters.
111 chapters. Interesting. And the number of colleagues that get involved in this, do you find there's a way to transfer knowledge from one chapter to another chapter? How does that happen?
Well, actually, we just had our first Tucson retreat about 2 weeks ago. We went down to Tubac, and we had a speaker come in, actually a Vistage speaker, on communication, and we spent a day and a half together. And yes, we had everybody mixing and mingling and learning the same information.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great reach out. So shift now to Vistage, because I don't know that all of our listeners are aware of what Vistage is. Of course, we had the pleasure of hosting your husband, Gary Hirsch, on the show last month to talk about the Vistage organization. But why don't you recap what that's all about?
Well, Vistage International has been around for 50-plus years, and it is the largest CEO organization in the world with 17,000 members. The Vistage groups meet in 15 countries, and it's a much more extensive proposition and value proposition for our members. Vistage offers the Executive Roundtable peer group, as well as one-on-one coaching with the chapter chair, incredible speakers, a speaker bureau of about 2,000 speakers that will come to the monthly meetings and give a three-hour talk that they would normally give to 2,000 people, right, in a keynote address. Exactly. To 16 members, so getting one-on-one interaction with our speakers. And then there's a connectivity part that there you can reach out to any one of the 17,000 members online. There's a best practices library and forums that you can ask anything on any topic, as well as webinars and
taking advantage of all the technology that's out of there.
So much information. And if you decided you wanted to do business in China, you could reach out to a member in China and find out what's going on, get leads, get connections.
That's like very good. So I understand then from your, if I look at the, when Candy wakes up on Monday morning, what she's working on, you're splitting your time, of course, to a multitude of things, but I'm suspecting that's all by design, not by default, that you can focus in working with your two WPO groups, but now you're getting involved with building a Vistage organization plus a nonprofit-oriented one, I understand, you want to launch.
That's right. We've decided, so Vistage here in Tucson has, there are three chapter chairs. We have five groups between us all, and we, as the three of us, decided that we wanted to give back to the community and that we would put together a nonprofit group, one of the lowest cost groups that Vistage offers. So the three of us are doing a little kickoff meeting, experiential breakfast on November 17th at the JCC, and just to see who might be interested and whether we can pull together a group. So we will share the chairing of that group.
Yeah, that's great, and a great way to blend experiences. And what's so nice about, of course, getting involved with the not-for-profit leaders, interestingly enough, in this day and age, how many of them actually come with for-profit experience as well. So there's a lot more crossover, I think, than there probably was in years gone by.
Yeah, I think there's a lot less difference, yeah. I notice, because I have two nonprofits in my first WPO group and one nonprofit in my second. And they have just as much in common with people who are for-profit.
Yeah.
Same issues, employee issues, cash flow issues, structural issues, you know, strategic issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Vistage also is taking a launch now, not to just be peer-supported groups for people who go outside the organization, but also taking Vistage inside the organization.
That's right. Vistage Inside, at this point, is one of the newest ventures. We've got 30 groups in the United States that are ongoing, and I'm bringing Vistage Inside to Tucson. And what that's about is really bringing, I mean, it could be a minority initiative in a company. It might be that a company decides to identify leaders that they want to develop. But mostly it's executive teams coming together, and the purpose of which is to increase communication and collaboration, and really have the executive team be models for the rest of the organization. So if they're getting along, if they're sharing ideas, if they're working on how to implement strategy and strategic initiatives and alignment, then the rest of the company will do the same. There's actually some research done by the Human Capital Institute specifically on this. For Vistage.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a fundamental tenet of leadership development. The challenge you come up against, of course, is that there are natural affinity groups, but sometimes they're by stratus, you know, status and stratosphere, I'll say it, in organizations. And many times one group that's often looked, not given that attention, is the middle management team.
That's right.
So to whom can they turn, because they're naturally aligned in silos, but some of the best ideas come from cutting across those.
And this is exactly what this is about, to have a really nice bench strength by taking the middle managers and getting them aligned, getting them prepared. I guess they say it's like 5 years to actually take a middle manager and get them ready for the C-suite. and doing something like this.
Yeah, that presupposes they were ready for even becoming a manager, and I think that's oftentimes what we encounter in organizations is for all of maybe the well-intentioned reasons people get promoted into supervision and then management, and then they're always behind the eight ball. But I think that Vistage is onto something here to recognize the power of collaboration. And certainly safety, a place that it's safe to go and let my hair down and say, is anybody else struggling with this?
That's right.
I mean, that's the power of an outside group, though, really, because you don't know that it would ever get around back to so-and-so and such a department.
That's true. And confidentiality is the way it works. Mm-hmm. So we pledge confidentiality every meeting, you know, even in a small town. But I haven't seen any issues ever that were problems. Everybody knows. They kind of walk out the door and that, you know, that
the
veil comes down and you forget anything that's happened while you're in the group.
Though you're walking out tremendously enriched.
Right.
Candy, I had mentioned in the introduction that your background was actually as being a counselor and a mediator.
That's right.
And so how has that played into now you're stepping into coaching or certainly working on the business side of connections with people?
Well, actually, interesting that you should say so. I've had a lot of clients working in bringing business issues to our counseling sessions. And relational issues that happen at work to our counseling sessions, family-owned businesses that I've counseled, and specifically working at Canyon Ranch, I saw a lot of executives that were struggling with relational issues at work. So it really was the next logical step for me to step into working in business. I have a business undergraduate degree, and after 6 years decided to step out as a massage therapist and always dabbled in my own business. Mm-hmm. And then so having the business background and the counseling background, I think it just comes together really nicely. Yeah.
So when you look at the kind of issues that you hear, for example, within your WPO groups, any common threads along those lines this period of time and any signs of things shifting one way or another?
That's interesting. So the common issues that come to the table are hiring, firing, and keeping good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my WPO groups, there's always an issue about having to have a difficult conversation. And so that's why I had Craig Weber come to our WPO group. He wrote a book called Conversational Capacity. And we used his model to actually role play certain conversations that were issues. In WPO, we have a lot of discussions about how to relate to male partners because there's a few people in the groups that are partners in a firm.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that hasn't changed too much, unfortunately. But with the support of peers and ideas about how to see the situation differently, people are coming away at one member come to the table who was going to have a discussion with her older male partners, and she's the managing partner, about how to split up a gentleman's shares as he was leaving. And because of a discussion we had in the group, she was able to get a lot more than she asked for,
mm-hmm.
actually, and was expecting. So she called me the next day, so excited about what had taken place. I think it's just from bringing the issue to the table and hearing everybody else's wisdom is the power of peer advisory groups.
Sure, exactly. And in fact, but part of our challenge, though, is sometimes we can outgrow a certain peer advisory group that we're part of. Have you gone through that cycle with anyone yet, just the constitution of your group?
No, actually not, okay. Because WPO and Vistage, we set up the situation where... So at least in WPO, we're looking at second stage business. We're looking at people who have infrastructure. They've been around a while. They're over a million. They have employees, and usually six or more employees. And when you have that, you have common issues. And I find that the one business that's $80 million can really relate to, can really relate to the one who's two. Million.
Yeah,
so, no, I haven't had, I've had attrition because people couldn't come to make it to the groups because they were just too busy, and that's been minimal. Every year at WPO, we renew, and so that's the moment where I say, am I sustainable? And
that's right.
And what happens is I find it's really less than 10% leave.
Yeah.
And it's because of other issues that are competing. Everybody seems to love the connection.
Yeah,
in
I think
these
that's
groups.
Right. I mean, like we spoke about earlier with our earlier segment about that's really what you're offering is connection in a time when there's a lot of things that drive us to be disconnected.
I was thinking about that as I was hearing that other segment as well, because we don't connect with other people as much
way.
As we're looking to technology and looking to what's online.
Oh, yeah, or written things, or the hallowed halls of academia or consultants, when actually the answer might be right inside our head if we had a way to listen to what we were our own wisdom.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cross-generational nature of your groups yet, do you have a good representation then of those who are younger, whether it be younger in years or younger in years of service in their respective roles?
You know, I think our youngest member is in her early 40s. Our oldest member is probably 75.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the generation. I'm really looking for some younger members
sure.
to bring the new generation into the wisdom
just
mix.
Just the processing of problems. It's a whole different thought process
that's
that we
right.
come through with.
And then the Vistage group we've got is really that Gary and I are co-chairing right now. We have 8 members, and I think the average age is in its mid-40s,
mm-hmm.
whereas his other Vistage group, their average age is probably mid-50s. So we are getting some younger executives.
And I think, again, for a town like Tucson, given just our physical domain as well as the size of the population and the nature of the businesses, these are wonderful outlets for that kind of connection.
That's right.
As you said, yeah. It's
that's right. There's a lot of networking groups that happen here,
mm-hmm.
but there aren't that many peer advisory groups, and specifically peer advisory groups that there are a few where people – we have imitators where people will sell you consulting on top of, you know, they've got you in the
mm-hmm.
environment and say, well, what you really need is. And we are not allowed to do that at Vistage or at WPO. We are not allowed by contract to sell anything else to our members except for membership.
Yes, and that right away brings an authenticity then to the process.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's then allows it. But I think, again, the wisdom people are tapping into, you know, you are really a facilitator to
that's
get
right.
everyone else to engage on the playing field, to focus on things.
That's the best part after having been a counselor. I don't have to be the smartest person in the room, but everybody else together combined is about 500 years of
yeah,
business experience.
Very, very powerful.
They're brilliant.
So, Candy, tell me then, how do you think you've changed the most by helping other people change then?
You know, I think I am getting the benefits of all of the wisdom that comes to the table. I think my whole life has been about change and transformation. And so this next step just allows me to step more fully into knowing what I need to do, what next step I need to take to make sure that this conversation takes place and grows and becomes really valuable for everybody there. So I think I've gotten more deeply in touch with myself
mm-hmm.
in the process, as well as learning so much about the business
right.
World.
Through yeah. the eyes of those that are living it day in and day out.
That's
day
right.
in and day out.
That's right.
Now, I mentioned, of course, in the fact that, of course, you and Gary and your other colleague are looking to establish a Vistage nonprofit group specifically. I would imagine that plays so nicely, too, to your own endeavors that you've done with the Boys and Girls Club, as an example.
That's right. I'm a fairly new member of the Boys and Girls Club board. And, you know, we have the party every year, which is down at the Tucson Convention Center, and they have the world's largest silent auction.
Yes.
But I've just started the El Tour de Tucson Boys and Girls Club team. So we have 6 riders this year, and we'll have jerseys, and so, yeah.
Which allows you to intersect with your love of being outdoors and triathlons and biking and so on at the same time.
That's right.
And I think that's what I see. Of course, I have the advantage of being in the studio with you. I can see that spark in your eye. But that anyone in their career can really shape something that plays to so many different needs, desires, and interests that you have, it feels like you're really in a great sweet spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that's true.
Yeah.
I think I've trained my whole life to do what I'm doing right now.
And but no one ever would have suggested that by being a massage therapist would be a clear line of sight and to now heading up a multitude of peer groups amongst business leaders.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. And even when Gary invited me to co-chair this new Vistage group, I never thought that I would be doing multiple Vistage groups. So
because?
I just wasn't thinking that far in advance.
Okay,
you know, and I even asked him that the other day. I said, did you have a strategy? Because we encourage our members to have strategies with what they're doing.
Yes.
And he didn't either. So I don't know.
So that's part of the business journey, is sometimes for all of the best light of intentions of having the plan, the strategy, vetting it, doing the numbers, et cetera, that sometimes the best things we can do are run off of instincts, or actually realizing that the idea was kind of tangentially traveling next to you, but you kept looking to the right as opposed to the left?
Just take the next step as it appears.
That's what we say here, that your path is created by walking on it. That's exactly right. Well, Candy, the whole idea of your WPO group, so you've got two in motion now, mm-hmm. and the nonprofit that's starting up here shortly, mm-hmm. that you haven't, and that where is that going to be held again? What day?
November 17th at the JCC from 7:30 to 9:30, and we would need an RSVP.
Okay, and how can people RSVP if they have an interest?
They can give me a call or look up Candy Hirsch at VistageChair.com.
Great, and then actually what phone number might they call?
520-904-3763.
Very good, and the same way for womenspresidentsorg.com to learn about the WP organization, and then it's Vistage.com?
Correct.
In general, to learn about it. How many Vistage chapters did you say nation and internationally wide?
I don't know how consortium. Many chapters, but there's 17,000
members,
15 countries,
a lot. That's a tremendous amount of resources. And again, for our leaders who, particularly in smaller organizations that haven't had the benefit of internal learning academies and the like, great resources to then tap on. And what I think, of course, the power of some of these external peer groups is they're not bonded to any one given way of doing business as well. The diversity can really play nicely to it.
That's right.
Very good. Candy, thank you so much for joining us here today on Circles of Change.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.